WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. This is Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood procrastination punisher, here to fire you up and help you conquer those pesky tasks that keep getting pushed aside. Today, we're diving into a superpower many of us underestimate, mindfulness and meditation. Ever feel like your brain is a pinball machine, bouncing from thought to thought? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but your mind drifts off to that embarrassing moment in high school or the grocery list you totally forgot about. Well, guess what? You're not alone. That's where mindfulness and meditation come into play, my friends. Now, before you picture yourself sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting Om, let me assure you, it's not all incense and lotus poses. Mindfulness is simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like hitting the pause button on your mental chatter and simply observing your thoughts and feelings without getting caught up in them. Meditation, on the other hand, is a practice that trains your mind to focus and achieve a state of mental clarity. It's like going to the gym for your brain, strengthening those focus muscles and helping you stay present and engaged. So, how exactly can mindfulness and meditation help you crush procrastination? Well, picture this. You have that looming project due next week, but every time you try to start, your mind wanders off to Instagram or that email you haven't responded to yet. Mindfulness helps you notice these distractions and gently guide your attention back to the task at hand. Think of it like training a puppy. They get distracted easily, but with consistent guidance, they learn to focus. Meditation strengthens that focus muscle, making it easier to resist those distractions and stay on track. Here's the thing. Even a few minutes of mindful breathing or guided meditation each day can make a world of difference. You don't need to become a Zen master overnight. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate those little victories. Ever notice how your brain feels foggy after scrolling through social media for an hour? That's because our minds are wired to seek novelty and stimulation, but constant distractions can actually deplete our cognitive resources. Mindfulness helps you break free from that cycle of distraction and recharge your mental batteries. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, allowing you to approach tasks with renewed clarity and focus. Think of it as giving your brain a well-deserved vacation from the constant barrage of information. All right, let's get real for a second. Procrastination isn't always about laziness. Sometimes it stems from fear, overwhelm, or simply feeling stuck. Mindfulness helps you identify those underlying emotions and address them head-on. By being present with your feelings without judgment, you create space to understand them better and find constructive ways to cope. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, staring at that daunting project. Your mind races, thoughts spiral, and you feel paralyzed by the sheer enormity of it all. That's where mindfulness comes in. By focusing on your breath and anchoring yourself to the present moment, you create a sense of calm and clarity amidst the chaos. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state, allowing you to approach the task with a more positive and focused mindset. Here's a real-world example. Let's say you have a big presentation coming up, but every time you try to prepare, your mind goes blank. You get caught in the cycle of anxiety and procrastination. Instead of letting those feelings take over, try practicing mindfulness for just 5 minutes before you begin. Focus on your breath, observe your thoughts without judgment, and gently guide your attention back to the task at hand. You might be surprised by how much clearer your mind feels and how much easier it becomes to gather your thoughts and prepare for your presentation. Remember, folks, mindfulness and meditation aren't magic bullets. They require practice and consistency. But trust me, the benefits are worth it. By cultivating a calmer, more focused mind, you'll unlock your true potential and conquer procrastination like never before. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every step you take towards a more mindful and productive life. So, what are you waiting for? Take a few deep breaths, embrace the present moment, and get ready to unleash your inner focus master. I'll see you in the next episode, where we'll dive into even more tips and tricks to crush procrastination and achieve your goals. Stay fired up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.